USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a series of tweets and comments from President Trump threatening to do so, the Secretary of Defense says the U.S. military would never target Iranian cultural sites in any attacks. Trump had said the U.S. military has chosen 52 targets to strike, including non-military sites, if Iran retaliates for the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian general. But yesterday, Secretary Mark Esper said the U.S. will follow, quote, the laws of armed conflict. On the Senate floor yesterday, GOP leader Mitch McConnell was continuing his harsh criticism of Democrats for the ongoing impeachment trial impasse.
They should not disdain our Constitution by rushing through a purely partisan impeachment process and then toying around with it.
Another earthquake hits Puerto Rico, a magnitude 6.5 this morning after yesterday's 5.8. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Despite rumors and reported requests that he do so, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is not looking to return to Congress, reportedly telling Senate GOP leaders he won't run for a Senate seat in Kansas, the state he represented in the House before he was tapped to run the CIA and later the State Department. Republican leaders have hoped that he'd run for the seat of retiring Senator Pat Roberts. A 9-year-old New York girl was among five people killed in that chain reaction crash on the Pennsylvania Turnpike Sunday morning. The NTSB investigation's underway. Yesterday, board member Jennifer Homendy discussed what she saw at the scene.
We looked at the motor coach, we looked at the FedEx truck and one of the UPS trucks and two of the trailers, and I thought it was devastating.
Pier 1 Imports will be closing nearly half of its stores soon, and it's reportedly nearing a bankruptcy filing. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office reportedly wants to show nude photos of disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein to the jury. The New York Post reporting prosecutors want to use seven of the photos to corroborate testimony at his upcoming sex assault trial. Weinstein's lawyers plan on filing a motion objecting to their use. A new task force comprised of members of 15 federal and state law enforcement agencies will now try to solve weeks of mysterious nighttime drone sightings across Colorado and Nebraska. The Air Force attending a big meeting yesterday about it and confirmed that the military is not behind those drones. Interested in getting paid to travel the country in a giant hot dog on wheels? Well, if so, be advised, Oscar Mayer is again looking to recruit the 2020 class of hot doggers, as they call them, to drive that 27-foot famous Wienermobile across the USA. The drivers get paid to do meet and greets at events and charity functions, as well as appearing on radio and TV. And veteran hot dogger Tori Topping says, it's just a lot of fun.
The moment we get on the highway, everybody sees us, everybody waves, and that's our favorite part, actually. The fact that we can honk and wave, and we actually have a horn in the Wienermobile that says, oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Resumes must be in by January 31st. Visit OscarMayer.com for details. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.